USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The city of Chesapeake, Virginia has scheduled a candlelight vigil this evening that will honor and remember the victims of last week's mass shooting at a Walmart store. Six employees were killed, six were wounded by a store supervisor late Tuesday near Virginia's Atlantic coastline. Members of the clergy in Chesapeake are inviting the community.
We want to ask our God for peace because there's so much turmoil and violence in our world today.
A landslide has taken the lives of seven souls Sunday on the resort island of Ischia, Italy. Officials said those lives lost included a three-week-old infant and a pair of young siblings buried in the mud and debris that hurled down the mountainside and through a densely populated port city off the coast of Naples. Law enforcement authorities in six different countries have taken down a super cartel of drug traffickers controlling about one-third of the cocaine trade in Europe. Europol says 49 suspects have been arrested during the investigation. The raids took place across Europe and the United Arab Emirates throughout November. Over 30 metric tons of the drug was seized during the investigation. The Houston, Texas Independent School District canceled classes on Monday due to a citywide boil water notice. The boil water notice is in effect for the entire city as well as some West University residents. Officials say the water pressure at a purification plant dropped below the state's required minimum 20 PSI. Houston Water Director Yvonne Williams Forrest on KHOU 11 News last night.
The system pressures are above the regulatory requirements. We did have a low pressure event earlier today, and per TCQ regulation required us to issue a boil water notice.
USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Republican Representative James Comer from the Commonwealth of Kentucky represents the state's first congressional district. He was on Fox News last night laying down the plans Republicans have once they take control of the House in January.
The reason that we're investigating Joe Biden is because we believe that he may be compromised because of his family's shady business dealings. We're also going to try to determine the origination of COVID-19. We've been trying to track the grant money the NIH has been giving away to all these scientists who have just given Dr. Fauci a blank check. We're going to really get involved with that and expose that to the American people. We're also going to be focused on what's going on at the southern border. We believe that one reason we have such a high crime rate in America, and we know the reason we have a fentanyl crisis, is because this administration's terrible southern border policies.
Two men in their mid-60s were extracted from a small plane dangling off a high power line about 100 feet in the air early Monday in Maryland. They were lodged in the structure for 7 hours, causing hypothermia to be an issue. Apparently, they were trying to land at a local airport. The crash caused widespread power outages in the area around Gaithersburg, Maryland. As problems plagued the midterm elections in Arizona with claims of malfunctioning equipment causing a small amount of voters to become disenfranchised and not able to vote, must be certified by Monday per Arizona law. Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.